At the Dubai Air Show last month, sales for Boeing's 777X plane took off, but sales for the 747 jumbo jet went nowhere. The 747 is a cultural touchstone. With its double deck and in-flight lounge, it earned the title Queen of the Skies. But the 747's production line in Everett is in descent. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
We're down to producing a 747 and a half every month. There was a time when Boeing couldn't produce them fast enough. The jet set lifestyle was in full swing.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Now if you want to see a trace of the old glamour, it's at the Museum of Flight.
There you go, you're going to have to stand back from the door because it comes out before it goes in.
This is Barry Ladder. He's a docent at the museum.
There we go. As I say, it's not the warmest place in the world.
He's taken me to the 747 test plane, now being restored. The idea
is to really refurbish this area of the airplane to show what it was like for the flight test analysts who flew on the airplane.
They're refurbishing it right down to the upholstery in the original lounge. Barry Ladder knows this plane inside out.
So my wife and I and one son at that time came here to Seattle on the 3rd of January of 1966, and that was about 5 months before this program was kicked off. And I had the privilege of working with that program for the next 12 years.
Does this mean that you were one of the Incredibles?
Absolutely.
The Incredibles. They were named that by a Boeing executive because while this plane was developed here in the mid-60s, the workers simply were. Michael Lombardi is Boeing's historian.
Some of them would work extra hours, or they'd come in on the weekends and work, and when it was time for them to go home, they would just stay and keep working. And the managers, after a while, would go out and say, hey, folks need to go home, get some rest, and walk them out to their cars and make sure that they would leave. And then after they'd go back in the building, the folks would drive around the block, come back, go back to work.
We thought we were incredible as well, so everybody kind of got on with it and just said, hey, never mind the ways in which it can't be done. Let's figure out a way in which it can be done and go from there.
It was a rush to exploit an opening in the market. People wanted to fly, but airports around the world were at capacity. Planes needed to get bigger. Pan Am said, you build it and we'll buy it. Boeing responded by building the biggest passenger aircraft in the world. It's hard to remember now how extraordinary this plane was. Ladder says when the plane took off at Boeing Field, people on I-5 freaked out.
People were stopped. They'd parked their cars on the side of the freeway and they were looking down at the airplane saying, you know, something this big can't fly.
Soon the plane would have the world's attention.
Jumbo jet, sweet.
Ticket prices dropped as the number of available seats expanded. More people discovered they could afford to fly. Barry Ladder.
This airplane opened up commercial aviation for an awful lot of people who, for reasons of airline capacity or reasons of economy, would not travel very far. This airplane made the world a lot smaller and still continues to do that.
But size is no longer the 747's friend. Jim Haas is marketing director for Boeing Commercial Airplanes. He says too many seats is too dangerous for airlines now.
As the world economy has gone down, the demand for very large airplanes has gone down. We don't see it worth airlines taking the risk of filling those extra 100 seats, because if you don't fill them, you're going to be hurting.
Another problem is the plane is heavy. It has four engines and not the best fuel economy. Haas says Boeing is committed to the 747. It has a specific place in the cargo market. And there are niche passenger markets, like...
If you have a high-altitude airport like Mexico City...
And Air Force One. The Secret Service wants four engines on the plane that ferries the president. For the wider market, the 777X is the right-sized plane. Jim Haas.
It's large. It's very efficient. It carries a lot of cargo. And passengers like flying on it. The two most popular airplanes of all the wide-body airplanes flying today, the two most popular ones are the 747 and the 777.
But there is a major difference now. At Dubai, Boeing racked up 259 orders for 777Xs, wherever they will be built. In all of this year, Boeing received just 5 orders for a 747, built in Everett. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.